Welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with Melissa, Maria, and JP. And today we're here to talk about nerd shit. How are you ladies doing?
Meh.
Pretty okay.
Pretty okay, that's good. So we have topics for today, but some mess happened during the week, and I want to hear about the mess. So please tell me about this supernatural mess.
So Jensen Ackles. I think that's how you say his last name. Bless his heart.
Who cares? Jensen's ankles?
Him and his wife. I think that's...
Look, he made me mad at one time. Okay, so...
Listen, apparently he's not the asshole of Supernatural. And that was a shock.
Yeah, it's Jared. Jared Padalecki. He's like mad racist.
So there's going to be a Supernatural prequel. Now, no one asked for this. And I really need you to understand this. No one.
Not without Danny.
Not period. I'm done. Like, the shit was on for 20 years. Let it go. Wow. And Jensen has a new spot on some other show that I can't remember.
He's on The Boys.
Yeah.
He's on The Boys now playing a character.
But I don't think...
Soldier Boy? But I don't think... Every time I hear it, it makes me laugh.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to... He's just being an executive producer of the show, I guess.
Yeah, so he's not in it. But I mean, he will have a job already. Like, do you need more? I guess, anyway.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, they're doing a prequel. And it's going to be him and I think an executive producer from the regular one. And yeah. Nobody told Jared. So Jared, otherwise known as Sam, is currently Walker, Texas Ranger on the CW. Is it the CW? I don't know where
Big Mac.
Did Walker, Texas Ranger?
Oh, yeah, bitch, they had a whole remake. It is available for streaming somewhere.
Yep. I didn't know that. Oh, wow.
You got the wrong bitch if you think I'm going to look that one up. Because I'm not watching no Walker Texas Ranger reboot. Fuck that.
I mean, I wasn't watching the original, so I'm definitely not watching the reboot.
Right. Yeah, I'm not watching the reboot of Walker Texas Ranger.
So instead of, you know, like when your friends make you mad, instead of calling them or texting them, Jared took his feelings to Twitter and he retweeted the story about the prequel that Jensen had tweeted about. It said, you know, ain't nobody talked to me about this. And then he retweeted it again to the producer that ain't say shit and go, et tu, bro? Like.
But here's the thing. If these your bros and y'all so close, you couldn't just text them. You had to try to call them out on Twitter. And it's not even a call out because everybody looking like, well, maybe they just didn't want to tell your dumb ass.
If he hadn't said anything, nobody would have known.
Exactly.
But this just lets us know that your friendship was not an actual friendship. Because if you were my friend and I was doing a prequel of a show we were on together for 15 years, I would have told you. Even if I wasn't asking you to be no parts of it, I would have told you. But we're not friends for real. And now
that's how you know that they just work friends. They're not friends.
They're work friends. And Jared thought they was more than work friends. But here
we found out the same time.
Here's the
so many people, white people with black friends.
Yeah, here's the icing on this, like, hurt Fifi's cake. So I guess Jensen finally was like, okay, let me shut this dude up. And he's like, oh, well, you know, he responded to him on Twitter to like, oh, you know, I thought you was busy. And it's really in the really early stages. I was like, dude, you just saying this so he could shut up.
By the time you're tweeting about the show, you are in it. Your pre-production has begun. It is greenlit. You are not in the early stages.
Here's the thing. Jared is apparently an asshole. He's a conservative. He's basically the Chuck Norris.
Wasn't he a Trump supporter?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I want to feel bad for him because I feel like if I found out the same day Twitter found out that my friend was actually just my work friend, then that would hurt my feelings. So I want to be empathetic. But you're also an asshole. So it's now it's just funny.
Yeah.
Jared wouldn't have known if he had not have said anything. Like you said, if he had just made a phone call or texted or something, Twitter would never know.
Right. No one would have known. No one would have known.
But you took your tall ass to Twitter and did
it. You told on yourself.
Right. Everybody would assume that you would have knew about it, you know?
And who's watching? And like, even though, okay, I also want to get to the meat of it. Who's watching a Supernatural prequel? Who are you bitches? Stop it.
I'm going to say this now. There is a subset of Supernatural fandom that I don't think we'll ever let go of this show. Like, whatever they come up that's supernatural-ish, they will eat it up.
And I just don't, I as a fan of the show, like, of course, I didn't watch the later half, like the last half of it, because I was done. Much like most of the cast and Eric Crippy, I've been done with Supernatural for a while, but I'll still watch.
Yeah.
But I had gotten to the point where I wasn't watching anymore, because after so long, it just becomes, it becomes really repetitive. Like, it's not like a Grey's Anatomy, which has also been on too long, but I think there's more stories to tell in a medical drama.
Yeah, and Grey's Anatomy has that rotating cast. Like,
right, they got a rotating cast and they can focus on different characters. And but like in Supernatural, like they just focus on both of the brothers to the detriment of everybody else.
Yeah, and there's only so much lore to go around.
Like, I'm like, where the fuck are y'all gonna go next? Where are y'all gonna go? Because y'all been to heaven, hell, purgatory.
God, who's actually a writer.
Right.
You yourself on television. You did.
So I guess this is going to be about the dad. This is going to be about the dad, the prequel?
Or the dad or the mother.
No, if y'all bring the mother died the first Morgan episode, didn't she? That might change.
That's what I'm saying. If it happens and Denny shows up,
I might have to look. Like, I didn't watch The Walking Dead for him because I just could not. But
like him and the mother on Supernatural, if they bring them back for that show, I might have to reconsider there, because the mother was a badass. I'm like,
she was all right to me. I don't know, Mary was cool.
I like Mary. Mary is a badass.
I think I only saw maybe the first two episodes, so
I wouldn't even like push you to watch it. Like, honestly, it's a good show, but at the end of the day, guys, it's a CW show. Yeah. Like, I watched my Riverdales, I watched my Gossip Girl.
Oh, Riverdale.
But when they left, I was fine.
Yeah.
Riverdale's still on.
Well, it left my heart.
Yeah, Riverdale's still on.
Yeah, they still airing episodes. I don't know
that
what they
show is. I mean, wow.
I heard Veronica's married and some shit. I'm going to get back to it. Yeah, so I'm going to wait for the new season to be on Netflix.
It's the most ridiculous thing. Season one was coherent.
They just gave up after a while. It was sad because, you know, Luke Perry died. And so they did incorporate that into the show. And they even had it where Brenda, who is Shannon Doherty, but whatever, guest starred as well on his memorial episode. Yeah. So apparently she guest starred in a flashback. Because in a flashback, which they somehow got around airing without Luke, he saved her. And so she was telling the story about, girl, that shit was, I was like, I ain't crying over the CW, but they did have me crying a little bit over Riverdale.
You felt a little tear?
A little tear. But even that show, I'm not asking for a prequel. I think that we
of Riverdale?
Of any fucking thing on the CW. Okay. Like, let's keep it real. The CW has a certain level of quality. I appreciate them for that quality. I can go in and out of their shows. I have a bunch of The Flash to catch up on, maybe. And only because I love Jesse L. Martin.
Black Lightning's first two or three seasons, great.
My sister loves Black Lightning, which is so funny because she is not that girl. Like, she is not superheroes and shit. But she was like, did you watch Black Lightning? I said, okay. And I love Scooter, so I may watch it. Even though he did leave his, well, I don't know what the conditions of his divorce was from the Black lady from the Third Rock from the Sun.
Oh, in real life,
they were married, and then they're not. And I think he has some young white wife. And so I was like,
there was a Black lady from the Third Rock from the Sun?
Secretary.
Yeah. Oh,
they were married?
They were married. They were full ass married.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I know more though.
Okay. All right.
He married some Heart of Dixie looking girl. I don't know.
Heart of Dixie.
See what I did there though? See what I did there? See what I did there?
Bring you back to the CW.
I did. I brought it back.
I see you.
But I'll give the Black Lightning a shot, especially if all the seasons are going to be on Netflix.
The Black Lightning. Yes.
What did I call it?
The Black Lightning. Like an old woman.
Black Lightning. Is there any other Black Lightnings on the TV?
It's Black Lightning.
Is there any Black other Lightning. Black Lightnings on the TV?
I say the Facebook. I say the Twitter. I say the Instagram. I'm giving it its proper preposition.
You want to know what? Here's the thing. As a Californian, when I talk about freeways, I call them the 90, the 15, the 215, the 395, whatever. So, yeah.
And here in Atlanta, we just say the number 285, 75, 85.
I'm going to visit you in Atlanta, and if I don't see one Real Housewife, I'm going to write a complaint.
You know what, though? I have seen a couple of Housewives. I've seen Phaedra twice. And the second time she looked at me like, do I know you?
Well, Mecca lives not far from Cynthia Bailey.
Well, I can take you by where Bar One used to be.
He played around with that woman.
It's not Bar One anymore. Like, and that area is so nice now. It's been gentrified, you know. Mm-hmm. Back then, right. It was not an area where you would put a club. Mecca.
All right, so moving on, let's get to our topics that we had pre-prepared now that we've gone over the Jensen's ankles drama. So it was announced recently that Netflix is finally doing the series for The Sandman. So The Sandman is the Neil Gaiman comic book, critically acclaimed, very good, used to like it a lot. I'm going to actually go back and reread it and see if I still like it. But they released it. They released casting pictures for it. And it's all fine and dandy. It's great. But I'm actually shocked that we did not get a lot more fanboys upset because they cast Death as a Black girl.
Yes, they cast Death as a Black girl. It's Kirby Howell Baptiste. So you would recognize her from The Good Place or Why Women Kill, or I believe she was in Killing Eve. She's also in Cruella. And so she's going to be the one who's playing Death.
She is in Killing Eve.
She's amazing. She works.
I'm excited for her. I also read the comic books. I don't remember if I finished it because while it is excellent, it is also fucking long.
It is very long.
It is super long. I did read it
back in the early 2000s.
I had the like compendium of all of the.
That thing is big.
It was basically the size of a novel. Like it was big and it was thick and.
There you go.
And yeah, I'm sorry, I'm 12. And yeah, it's very, very long. But I'm hoping that Netflix does Sandman. I hope Netflix does Sandman just as good as Amazon did Good Omens.
Oh, Good Omens was fantastic.
Because Good Omens was fantastic.
I have to watch Good Omens. So I read that. I wasn't that big
you
of a fan.
You would love
book,
it.
Oh my God.
That's okay.
You would love it. It is so good.
It's very good.
It's so good and it's so cute.
You'll watch it one day.
David Tennant's in it being his most David Tennant.
Yes.
It would be nice not to see him as a psycho killer because.
I can look at him again. Okay? I can look at David Tennant again because like his Purple Man or Mr. Purple, whatever that character was.
Terrifying. Look, no. You think that's terrifying? Watch the second season of Criminal, the episode where he's the person being interrogated. Oh, him and fucking Raj from Big Bang Theory are the two breakout characters. Like you're just like, what the hell? Oh my God, it's so good.
There's Criminal UK and Criminal Germany.
There's also Criminal Spain. There's Criminal UK, Criminal Spain, Criminal Germany. I've watched Criminal UK. I don't know if I'm going to be as invested in the other ones because after David Tennant and what's his face from Big Bang Theory, I was like, nobody can compare. Nobody's going to be this good.
No, let's not forget Sophie.
Oh,
her episode of Criminals was also.
Her episode was really, really good. Also, what's her face from Agent Carter?
You what lost her me. Name? I didn't watch Agent Carter.
The girl who plays Agent Carter, Captain America's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's in there. She plays like the Shav kind of personality.
Oh, yeah.
She's really good.
Criminal's so good.
Hayley Atwell, I believe.
Hayley Atwell, yeah, there we go. Criminal's so good. Oh, my God.
Give Good Omens a shot. So the reason I think that I didn't really get with the book too much was because even though it was, what was it? It was Neil Gaiman and
Terry Pratchett.
Terry Pratchett. I liked them separately. I don't think that I liked them together. I feel like their styles didn't really.
I like them together. I like them together because Terry Pratchett is very good with the humor parts. And he gives very likable characters. And then Neil Gaiman is very good with the emotional beats. Mm-hmm. And I guess they're both pretty good story-wise, like as far as like the crafting of the story goes. So I actually think they did a really good job with Good Omens, because I read Good Omens, the book, and I watched the TV show. I like them.
Well, I'm looking forward to the TV show, because there's also Michael, whose last name, Shannon, I'm going to say, it's probably not. Michael Shannon is a completely different person.
Michael Shannon is not in it, no.
No, but I'm thinking of the guy who is. Sheridan, I forget, how do you say that man's last name?
Oh, Michael, no, it's not Michael Sheridan. The guy from... No, the other main guy. Now you just made me forget this man's name.
Shibon from what now?
Michael Shibon. Good Omens. He's also in Prodigal Son, and Masters of Sex. But so I do like him.
And one of the
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen.
But damn. See, what's really
that's on
like, great about the good Omens is like the fact that the characters that Michael Sheen and David Tennant are like the opposites of their personalities. Because mm-hmm. Michael Sheen is just chaos. He is so fucking chaos.
And David Tennant is just like, I just want to read a book and chill. And so they play the opposite characters. Well, and this is not a Good Omens podcast. I don't want to go into the history of that. Melissa, we'll have a talk after you've watched it.
I'm sorry. I just heard us. So The Sandman, we all agree that we're going to watch it when it comes out on Netflix.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
And I think maybe the fan rage that we were expecting will happen once it airs.
I mean, it's already happened. They cast a dark-skinned woman as Death, you know, who in the comics is portrayed as, like, being white, I guess. But but kind of like a whiteness that's not human, you know what I mean?
Like, all of those characters are uncannily white.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else has skin tones, and then they're just, like, literally page white. Mm-hmm. So I always, but me being a Black person and being able to read for context, I always assume that they were supposed to be like amorphous. Also, it also makes sense because even in the comic, like Dream is several different races in the comic. He was a Black dude for like a long time. So get over it.
You're not gonna make me go back to Sandman, and I'm remembering one of the darkest. And let me know if I got this right, if it's from that same comic. Do you guys remember a scene in a diner that was very bloody and violent?
I can't say. I mean, really, it was like 2003 when I read that.
Different times. We were different.
I mean, it's possible. It sounds like it would fit.
What happened?
So, like,
you have to be more specific.
The whole diner was murdered. That's all I can remember from it.
That sounds familiar. The main things I remember from The Sandman, because I like these characters a lot, were all of the stuff with Death, which is actually, that was the reason why I started reading the Lucifer comic, because Death was in the Lucifer comic for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Delirium. I like Delirium a lot. But yeah, so yeah, Good Omens, check it out. We're definitely gonna watch Sandman. Please don't Nick a Bird in the Snowman me. Please don't make me think it's gonna be good and it's not good.
Oh God. Well, you know,
I think the source material is good enough for it to at least be okay if it's not great. Like, you would have to work to mess up Neil Gaiman, which American Gods did.
Well, you know what? It is possible.
They put in that work though.
But he's a part of the show, right? He's like a part of the production team or whatever.
Neil Gaiman?
I think so,
yeah. God, American Gods, why did they put that terrible relaxer in what's his face's hair? It's so bad.
Based on his tweets, I think he asked for it.
Who, Ricky Whittle?
But yeah. Why?
No, it's so bad.
I just assumed his hair was like that.
Decided to dye on his head.
His hair looks like a white person put a relaxer in his hair and didn't stop in time.
Well, Jen, did you come with me to the American Gods panel at Dragon Con?
I do not remember.
So I'm going to say that's a no.
Okay.
Because he was like out in the audience, like literally fist bumping people or whatever. But I would never thought that was a perm.
No. His hair is naturally curly. So like the first season, that's probably his hair. But what they did was in the second and third season, they straightened his hair. Like, you remember how bad remember when we saw the production videos of Aladdin and the guy that played Aladdin, they were showing how his hair looked and it was like, it looked like a bad relaxer. That's what Ricky Whittle's hair looks like at least the third season of American Gods.
Oh my God.
And they didn't even like spruce that shit up in post.
Oh God. Why? Why? He's supposed to let him be biracial.
He should have just stayed close shaving. Stay close shaving because.
Well, here's the thing: the character in the books was black, so this isn't weird.
No, he was.
This isn't. It's not like they had him. It was. It's not like it was race bent. The weird part is the per.
Wasn't he having a whole issue about everybody else knowing that he was black? Wasn't that an issue in the beginning of the series?
No.
I feel like I remember Twitter threads about that.
I'm just seeing this picture of him with the, oh my God.
No. No. In the books, his character was...
I'm not talking about in the books. I'm talking about the actual actor.
Oh, no, I think were aware that he was black.
I know people are aware. I said he wasn't.
I don't recall anything
like that.
That I don't know. Maria, did you just post the picture? Now I'm about to look at this ugly shit.
I sure did because I did not know it was
it's
that bad.
It's so bad.
They have him looking like an emo scene kid.
Oh God, it's so bad.
I have no desire to go back to American Gods.
Why
would he do that to himself? Now he looks like someone that I will spray with like Lysol to get away from me.
No, it reminds me. Did you guys ever watch Psych?
Mm-hmm.
So in the flashbacks, main characters. What's it? I forgot his name. Oh, Sean's dad, Corbin Benson, mm-hmm. wear these awful wigs, like. These hair pieces, that's what that shit reminded me of. Like,
that's that nigga's hair.
I swear to God, it was a running joke every time they did a freaking flashback. And I was like, are y'all just making the wigs on him more and more terrible? Are y'all doing this on purpose?
Younger people wear bald heads, is all I'm saying. So just so the television is listening. You don't have to put a bad hairpiece to let us know time has passed.
What were you saying, Storm?
I was just saying there was a part where all of Twitter was making fun of him because of his hair, and he was defending his choice to wear his hair like that. So Twitter was roasting him about, you don't want people to know that you're black? Is that what the problem is?
I'm not surprised because of the way he handled Orlando Bloom leaving the show.
He definitely right. Terry Crews'd it before Terry Crews. Like he was
the
precursor to Terry Crews.
He definitely Terry Crews'd it.
But you know, Terry Crews perfected it, and that's why we call it that. So,
whoo, buddy. So, yeah. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Moving on. Please stop
looking. Put down the just for me.
Please stop looking at the pictures. Maria, stop.
Can you see the just for me?
Stop. Just
that
for
me. Just for me.
Just for me would have probably been better for his hair.
I bet you he came on set with his hair looking like that. Like, he didn't get that done there.
No.
You know, that's probably true because they don't have anybody on the set who would know how to do that.
That's true.
Don't worry, I got me.
Anyway.
I got me just for me.
I hate everyone.
Okay, we're sorry. We'll move on.
But I can't even think of a good segue. We're going to talk about hacks.
Hold on. We can come up with something.
No, you can't.
No, because there aren't any bad hair pieces in Hacks.
Just like the scissors that must have cut those ugly bangs, we're talking about some Hacks.
I see what you did there and I approve. Boom, segued.
So Hacks is on HBO. It stars Jean Smart and Hannah Einbinder. Anyway. It's fantastic. It's so great. So Hannah is like supposed to be this 25-year-old struggling comedian who made this joke on Twitter that got her canceled. And so they want her to help write for Jean Smart's character, who is this comedian who's been out for decades and decades and decades and has this residency in Vegas. And they collide. And it's so funny.
I adored it. Like, of course I was going to watch because of Jean Smart. Because let's face it, Jean Smart's Jean Smart. Like, out of all the designing,
Jean Smart women, is the white Lorraine Tassant.
She really is. She's everywhere.
You like know what? Lorraine. That is a valid assessment.
Yeah. And it's funny. It's dark. It has that thing where you don't necessarily like the main character. Because I forget the main character's name. That's how much I really couldn't stand her. But you still feel for her at some parts. And it shows, we always kind of knew that Jean Smart could be funny, but this lets her be real funny. And it touches on different things as a woman comic will go through. In one episode, there is, I don't want to call her Thelma, because I know her name is Anna something in real life, but to me, she is Thelma. I will still watch Amen streaming episodes if they come anywhere else.
Fair.
But she plays a comedian too, like in one episode. It's just one episode, but it's pretty great. So HBO Max, it got renewed already. Have any of you watched it yet?
I haven't finished it. I watched like the first half of the first season. I think Maria's seen the whole thing.
Oh yeah, so have I. It's
Yeah, I've watched the whole thing. It's yeah. So good. It's very funny. Jokes that work on multiple levels and come like in a very equal time with the drama, so you don't get too bogged down.
I'm trying to think of what it could compare it to, and I really...
Oh, I don't know. But you know, you were saying Jean Smart. Jean Smart was, she was on a, what was it, with Sugar Baker?
Designing Women.
Designing Women, yeah.
It's a show that's based in your hometown, Maria. Have some pride.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh my goodness. Wow. How dare I forget a thing? Unlike Michael Sheen.
Her that upset. Look, Maria, you might have to like apologize.
She's forgetting like she didn't know how to say Michael Sheen's name.
First of all, I couldn't even remember the nigga's last name, and I was kind of close to it with Shannon. Thank you very much.
Shannon.
That's two more of the syllables. Same letter. Three of the same letters. It's not my fault.
Yeah, but I mean, that's how I knew. You know what I'm saying? That's how we knew she could be funny.
Here's the thing. I got to give Melissa slack on that, because when she kept saying Mike, it's that thing where it is, I go from Martin Sheen, Michael Sheen, Martin Freeman, Morgan Freeman. Their names all jumbled together, so it takes me a while to locate which one I'm talking about.
You forget Martin Freeman?
Morgan
Freeman? Don't add, Maria, Martin, why are you adding Morgan?
You know what, right, it's not legitimate. Let me stop.
I know who I see in my head. It's just the names jumble together. So I have to I have to cycle through the names till I find the one that feels like it fits right.
That's what he said. Okay, so Hacks is really, really good. I would highly recommend it.
Same. Also, for Frasier fans, shut up. There are some that listen to this. So if you will recall, Niles married, oh girl, I forgot her name on the show already. Anyway.
Daphne?
Not Daphne. Before he married Daphne, after he married the first wife.
Oh, the second wife. I'm supposed to remember her.
So it's a point because he leaves her for Daphne. I'm not going to get into
I feel like it started with an L.
I think so too. Her real name is Jane Addams. Anyway, she plays the girl's mom, and I love her every time I see her. She was also on Hung. She does a real good frantic. And she does her frantic act really well on Hacks as well. So you'll laugh, you'll cry. There's that one guy who's always the evil white dude in movies. You'll recognize him.
Sorry. It just came to my brain. Lilith.
And like, if you look, I think he's really big in 80s and 90s movies. I think it's Christopher McDonald, but it might not be, because I get those two guys confused. Like, there's the guy that played
Michael Shannon. Husband.
Huh?
It's Michael Shannon.
No, it's not. I know Michael Shannon. Kinda. We don't know each other in real life.
So but, I think the wife you're talking about is Melinda Mel.
Mel, yes. She played Mel on Frasier, which is trying to-
Yes, Jane Addams.
We can't let that happen. But the guy that I'm talking about plays Marty on Hacks. So I get him confused with the guy that played Reba's husband on Reba, but they are two different older white males. And I want to make sure everybody knows that. So that's my-
Marty. Oh, yeah. The older white dude with the salt and pepper hair, you get him confused with the dude from Reba?
Yeah, no, I stand by that.
Okay.
I'm dying on the field.
Rest in peace.
Alrighty. Yellow. Moving on. Oh, some people watched Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Recently
canceled Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
Oh, did they cancel it?
Yeah.
But why? Why?
Maybe it was expensive. They canceled songs.
They canceled Good Girls.
Yeah, they did. I didn't. Okay,
and Superstore.
To be fair, I didn't even know it was on NBC because I only watched Good Girls on Netflix because I didn't know it was an NBC show because. Let's be honest, usually most of the shows they have suck or it's like a police procedural, so.
There is Law and Order Organized Crime now with Detective Cheeks, but I'm not watching that. So.
Detective
Cheeks. Yes, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. I'm not upset that it's canceled. I don't mind the way it ended. It was such a good show.
I mean, if you like musical shows, if you liked, let's say, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, love Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, and it has a really good emotional depth to it, and gives really great nuance to the characters. Even some of the characters you would think are side characters, they get that a little bit of nuance. I love how they did the storyline where they explore like race and tech. It was really cool. You would not expect that from a show like this. But I really enjoyed it so much. I'm sad it's canceled.
Yeah, I like how they handled grief. Like, everyone, like, handles grief differently, you know. But yeah, back to, like, racism and tech, that was pretty... Oh, especially that episode when they did that song, because, like, all the white people, when they asked them about racism in the office place, made it about themselves, and you see all the black people... And I was just like, that face that they had, I was like, oh yeah, I had that face. That's the exact look that I had, like, really? This is about you now? Okay, whatever. I'll just be here collecting my check until I find something else.
But definitely a good time. Worth it if you want to just sort of marathon a show, because now that it's done, you can see the whole series.
Even on my favorite one that they did was Starships, because they was high as hell.
It's always weird. I'll say weird. It's always a little weird for me when they do the white people rapping the parts. It's like,
it's bad and uncomfortable.
Right, but it's... But it's bad in a good way, because they don't try to make it like there's like it's supposed to be super good. You know, it's like, I don't know. But I do know the guy who's the head of marketing. I freaking love like their version of
Simon.
Yeah, Simon, the version, what's that Ariana Grande song? So into you. I freaking love his version that they did of that song. Because I was really, I had to listen to that on repeat. It was so good.
And I really enjoyed Alex Newell. Alex Newell, Mo.
Alex Newell was the reason for the fucking season. And
seriously.
I wouldn't be surprised if that show was created and they was like, okay, you know who's the first person we need to have on the show?
How do we get Alex Newell on TV? I need a spinoff with Mo. I would love that so much.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh, see, I can't even pick which song that Mo did that I liked the best.
All of them. They're all fantastic.
He took a character that could have easily been sassy black friend and
edged that in season one.
Yeah.
But they definitely get passed in season two.
Yeah, I do like how they get past it. And like, especially when they get into topics of racism and stuff like that. And then when Zoe came to ask advice again and Mo was like, so like, I got my own shit to deal with.
I'm busy, white girl.
Like now you coming to me for advice, girl, fix your own shit.
Yeah. I have a job. I don't have time to teach you about stuff, about race, because that was the Race and Tech episodes.
I won't spoil it for people.
Right. But I just like the fact that Mo is not always there to help Zoe. Like, that is not their whole purpose on the show.
They have their own dreams. They have romances. They have a business, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So there are some times where Mo is like, I can't help you. I got my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the whole point of Zoe is to kind of go around, figure out what's happening with Mo, which I appreciate because it's always the other way around where you have a black character who you don't know anything else about their life and they are just there to help the white main character.
Also, Bernadette Peters is on the show.
Bernadette fucking Peters. Yes.
The mom and Cinderella. Brandy Cinderella. The only one I recognize.
The only Cinderella we really
know. Yeah, that's the only Cinderella I
know. I forgot that live action. Ellis
Goldsberry is on the show too.
Oh. That makes sense.
Gets around. I mean, in a good way because of her career.
Alrighty. Moving on. We're not going to get too deep into this topic because I think we're going to do like a wrap up at the end of the series like we have been doing with every other Disney show. But Loki's out. Today is the 25th of June. So at this point, there's 3 episodes out. But when this comes out, another episode will be coming out that same day. But how are you guys feeling about Loki so far?
So I only saw the first 2 episodes so far. And I am digging it. I do like that the Marvel shows have a different feel to them and it's not the same thing. So I feel like Loki got me in the first episode because I was like, okay, I'm into it. I'm going to watch the whole season.
Definitely give me the weird shit. I love it. Time travel, awesome. 60s and 70s sci-fi inspired set design. Love it.
I was like, just about to say, I like that they're leaning back into the weird with this show.
Give me that geometric, you know, low light concrete. Love it. Like, you know,
give me the CRT television.
And Tom Hiddleston is funny.
Yes.
He's
also an executive producer.
Hell, because he was like, you know what? I'm not letting this cash cow go. Right. I want to make indie movies for the rest of my life. So I'm going to get this money now.
Right.
Even so, I want to be the Loki that I think Loki is. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which again, I will say, one thing I do like about the show is because I've talked to my sister about this a lot, but like one of my issues with the Marvel series is they didn't really know what to do with Loki after the first Avengers movie.
Exactly.
But like they couldn't get rid of him because he's literally Thor's brother. And so like, it wasn't until Ragnarok that we got like a more interesting Loki that wasn't a bad guy, but was more of a trickster. And then I feel like this show was like, yes, this is exactly what he is supposed to be.
Right. Like, I swear to God, it was just like that first episode. I was like, wait, are we in therapy right now? Because like, why do you like hurting people, Loki? And I'm just like,
very much a therapist visit.
I was like, can we not have therapy in each of our Marvel shows? Can we not?
But they need it. Heroes need therapy. I mean, you see what happens in Invincible. Heroes need therapy.
Right. Oh my God, let us not revisit the trauma. I knew what was going to happen, and I knew what was going to happen. Like,
I'm still mad. I'm mad specifically for Debbie. How are you going to treat my girl like that?
I know.
I love her. Like, it's sort of like a.
And he said it with his chest too.
Like, ooh, I was like, beat his ass. Somebody need to come here and beat this nigga ass.
That's why I was like, and then, I mean, you call this dude mama a pet and you think he ain't gonna try to put, like, look, yeah, you can beat my ass, but I won't get some punches in. I'm like, you call my mama so a mad. Pet?
I think it was episode 3 where he tells him, oh yeah, Viltrumites were here to bring the human race up out of the mud. I was like, oh, he's a colonizer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's getting violent.
Yeah.
But I also go back to Loki. I want to see Wumi out of the uniform. Like, does that? I know we eventually get more costumes. I think I saw the commercial.
Well, and now that we learned something that we know from episode 3,
I don't know yet. Tell me.
Don't know.
I'm not going to tell you.
Are you telling me though? Are you telling me though that I get to see more Wumi? Because
I don't know. But based on what we learned in episode 3, I'm hoping that we do. I don't know.
I'm here for Wound Me. That's who I want.
So, but there is a scene in episode 3 that I just, oh my God, I'm in love with. It's like the last few minutes of the show. And the way that it's shot is if it's one shot, if you ever seen 1917, that movie that's like shot like it's all one shot. Mm-hmm. It feels like that. Like, you feel very enmeshed in what's happening in the scene. The set design is just amazeballs. I love it so much. The way they must have choreographed that scene, like, just that last scene is perfect.
Okay, I'm gonna have to watch it then. Yeah. I'll watch it after we get done with this.
Let's watch it after we get done. But yeah, I'm really loving Loki. I know some other people, like Sharonda, she's like, but it's just so, I love it.
This is my jam. I like fantasy sci-fi shows. So
yeah, it's that perfect mix of the both of them.
Mm-hmm. And you also get to see, you know, the characters. So you got that mix of the genres, and then you got some really good characters with really good chemistry.
Oh, I never thought I would say this, but Owen Wilson steals every scene he's in.
Yes,
I never thought of Owen Wilson as an actor.
Are we gonna talk about Owen Wilson now?
Yeah, we're talking about Owen Wilson.
Oh,
but Owen Wilson has some.
He's on the jerk list.
Apparently Owen Wilson has a young child, like a little girl child, like a baby.
He does not claim.
I want to know why. Like, is it because you stepped out? Like, isn't he married? Is it because you stepped out on your girl? Because that's not a good reason. Own that shit. Maybe you want to know what? Maybe this is a situation where the baby just gives off bad vibes.
I don't know, but the speculation is all of his other baby mamas is blonde, baby mamas, blue eyes.
Is he Nick Cannon? What's going on?
I don't know. I thought he had more
than
one.
Is he a little Aryan Nation? What's going on?
I don't know. Or everybody else he dated was, you know, blonde hair, blue eye, and then like this.
Is this baby a brown baby?
Well, the mother is Thai.
So he is a little Aryan Nation.
At
least Storm got it right on a sarcastic throwaway joke. This is rude.
Storm gets the truth of the matter.
Wow. So you don't like your brown baby.
But you like that brown pussy. I'm sorry.
Wow. Right. So, this is all speculation. There was somebody who was like, who, you know how Twitter does it? They go deep. And they was like, look at this picture, and look at the baby that he doesn't claim.
Wow. According to the mama, he has never met this daughter.
So is she keeping the baby away from him because he's a racist?
I don't know. Would she say he ain't better?
Because that also that might be part of what it is. He's a racist, and she's like, I don't want my baby involved with that man. But my thing is, though, this baby's still here, so you need to pay up for this baby. This baby got school to go to. This baby got college to get into. This baby
diapers. I think he does give money for the baby, but he just doesn't acknowledge the child.
You know what, girl? She probably doesn't want him to. She's happy to get the money for the baby. Let's make sure this baby is raised in a happy and safe home. You ain't got to be there.
Let's not put all of it on her. Let's make sure we put the appropriate amount of trash on Owen Wilson.
I'm not saying it is as.
I'm not saying it's a negative at all. I'm simply saying she may be keeping him away, but he's also making zero effort.
But she's keeping him away because he's trash.
The thing. If she was keeping him away, she wouldn't have said that.
I wouldn't want a racist to be in my baby's life.
You might not, but you wouldn't be like, he doesn't bother to see her. Why would you say that?
But we also know that there are plenty of other people who don't mind a racist being in their baby's life, especially if that racist is famous
and rich
and white.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm looking up articles.
Notice
now.
I didn't say handsome, which whatever.
So him with this woman dated for nearly 5 years. He refused to see the daughter. He doesn't want custody or visitation rights, but he does pay child support for the child, and that's all that he is willing to do.
Oh, that's wait, so cold. Here's a comment from the mother.
And so here's the thing. I don't know if it's a fake. So she says the baby looks like Owen. She has fair skin and blonde hair. But I guess she's Thai or something. I don't know what's going on. But it's weird that he's just like, yeah.
So in 2019, she made a statement. Layla needs a father. It's ironic how Owen keeps getting these father roles. He's playing a father in his new movie. And he's never met his own daughter.
Oh, wait, hold up. Is there another woman? Hold on. Okay, I'm confused. That was a
2019 article.
So he is a serial deadbeat dad. There's another woman?
This is the same woman we're talking about. That baby was born in 2018. That baby ain't new.
Okay, so I'm getting more than one woman as, like, who is his baby mama?
This is the same woman. Melissa said that baby old, okay?
That baby is not the same woman. That man got three babies. This is the last baby born in 2018. He ain't never met this child, according to the mother. And she finds it quite ironic that he plays father figures on the screen.
Okay, I need a timeline because they are mentioning multiple women.
Well, he has
a few babies, mamas.
Owen Wilson's a great dad to his white children. Let's make sure we clarify this for anyone listening. That's why he keeps playing dad. He's a great father.
Wow.
Anyway, that's all we gotta watch Loki to support this brown baby.
Make sure that baby gets the Marvel checks.
Look, I don't know what's going on because it's multiple baby mamas and two of them are saying like he's acting shady as hell. So I don't know. Look, if you have time to be Twitter detective, let us know. Tweet at us because I'm stopping at five articles. I'm done. I can't do it.
And the fun thing is, this is not new, okay? Like, that article that I read the quote in was from 2019. The only reason we're talking about it now is
because
he's on Loki.
Yeah. So his PR team is doing a great job
between them. Right.
But if he had just kept himself low to the ground with the movies that were nobody watching, we wouldn't have known about, you know, who watched Father Figures? We didn't know. But now we do. I don't think he cares.
I think he doesn't care.
You saw Father Figures?
I think I did.
Were you high?
No.
Was it free?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
That makes it a little better.
All right. Moving on. Anyway, so we'll probably do a wrap-up episode about Loki like we've done about the past shows. So yeah.
Ooh, I'm sorry. One more thing about Loki. The music is excellent. Okay.
You want to know what? Here's the thing. I think I'm probably the only person. Oh, JP might have listened to the Adventure Zone. the first game that they did on the Adventure Zone. So every time I hear the music, to me it sounds like the soundtrack was done by Griffin McElroy, and it throws me off.
Oh, it reminded me of the soundtrack for X-Men First Class, which I loved, like, the dark dramatic tones of that.
Oh, it did have... Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I could see that too, yeah. But yeah, it was like, Griffin McElroy is doing TV scores now? That's great.
Great. Good yeah. for him. The composer for Loki is actually this woman who's a violinist as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. So that's what you're talking about. You know, gods and mystical characters. So I'm trying to finish like the fifth season of Lucifer, and like I like it and I don't hate it, but I don't know. I keep watching it, so maybe I do like it. I guess I had expectations of how it's gonna go, and they kind of went all the way around in the circle, and now they're going back to what I expected the storyline to go to. But I guess I could say I'm actually digging this season of Lucifer.
I haven't caught up on the season. I think I'm still a season behind.
I caught up. It's an emotional ride throughout the fifth season. That's all I'll
say. Maybe that's what I'm getting. Maybe because it's ups and downs. Like, they go into daddy issues. They go into issues of not feeling like you're good enough. They go to issues of, like, being scared of, like, losing your loved ones and stuff like that. So I'm not used to this emotional ride.
Maybe. All right. So, next topic.
You were trying to think of a transition.
I was trying to think of a transition, but I got thrown off. Apparently, so the new Megan Thee Stallion song, That Shit, came out, right? It's a bop. We love it. It's fun. It's great to dance to. Except some people can't dance. So
your hands in the air.
People can't even follow directions.
So what usually happens when a song gets popular, or a way to get a song popular, is if TikTok makes a dance for it, right? Megan's last two song TikToks has done dances for. But for this particular song, Black TikTok was like, you know what? We're not gonna make a dance for this. Y'all are on your own. You're not taking from us anymore. We're tired of you guys getting to be on Jimmy Fallon and not giving us credit.
Doing the blandest versions.
So we're not doing it. And TikTok has been in chaos ever since. I always tell people my favorite genre, not always, my sister. I always tell my sister my favorite genre of comedy is white people dancing. So TikTok has been hilarious for me for like the past week and a half.
They're doing everything but putting their hands in their knees and shaking that ass.
Right?
There are only two instructions.
Directions.
There's only two.
Today. Where a black boy and a white girl, the skinniest white girl I have ever seen, doing the bare minimum, which is the instructions for the song. So he has broken the code, but at least doing the instructions for the song.
Y'all love the cha-cha slide.
Have you ever seen white people do the cha-cha slide? They don't follow the instructions.
Maybe they follow the instructions. Well, they'll also be in a crowd who's also following the instructions, so that probably helps as well, right?
Maybe that's what the problem is. They can't define a dance for what thought shit is.
Well, because, you know, that would require them to listen to a black woman.
Oh my God. There was a TikTok where someone was like, I don't understand why the directions in the songs are right there, unless they just don't want to listen to a black one. Oh.
I saw a TikTok where the girl, she goes... Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Yes. Satire.
I almost no. She was joking because one of the things that white people keep doing is the song says hands on my knees, shaking ass, doing thought shit, and white people keep putting their arms in the air. And so this little Asian girl was making fun of them. So whenever she said knees in the song, she put her hands in the air. I was dying.
I mean, even for the shaking the ass part, they're not even doing that. They're swaying their hips.
I could forgive that if you at least had your hands on your knees.
You're doing this.
Maybe you're not skilled at shaking ass. That's fine. Maybe you're not a twerk.
And not all of us are.
But why aren't your hands on your knees?
the bad part is
did we just find out white people don't have knees?
This is how we know.
We broke this down.
The bad part is there are some attempts by white people to make dances. Not the cool white people. Like the cool dancing white people kind of like have seen what's going on and are like, oh, y'all are, yeah, no, I'm not involved. That's cool. I'm gonna come over here and mind my business over here. But the white Sharons who steal from the black kids, they're attempting, some of them are attempting to make dances, and the dances are very stiff and minimal. And like,
if they're not stiff and minimal, they move like a pool noodle. Like it's just like that effect when you watch television shows and it's a flashback.
Mm-hmm. The wave effect.
Yes.
It's real bad and it's so funny. And it's probably not right for me to laugh, especially because these are children, teens and early 20s, but it's so hilarious.
I'm a laugh at foolish children.
I was about to say, no one told these people to get on TikTok. I'm sorry. That was a choice. Like, I wouldn't have known. Because I can't dance. So I can only laugh so hard. But I promise you, I'm not going to do a TikTok.
But one, you're not going to do a TikTok. Two, you're not waiting for the black kids to make a TikTok so you can steal the dance and go on Jimmy Fallon.
Don't she got a movie or something coming out too?
What?
I feel like, because I know her name is Addison Rae. I only know that because of the Jimmy Fallon clip. You got something going on. She, you know, white girl going white girl. She going to be all right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead, D.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, but I love it, you know, the TikTokers on strike and everything. I've seen, like, one legit dance by it, but it was done by a couple of Latinx dudes. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen anybody try to copy it. So good job. Because it's still the song out there. Like, the song is still trending, but just nobody's doing a dance to it.
Right, I feel like they made it as hard as possible because I was like, oh, only the other black TikTokers will be able to do this dance. So I feel like they did it on purpose.
I mean, I just know they're perching on some of those black choreographers' page like any minute, sometime. We're going to give them, you know, but no.
They're going to give it to us. We're going to get it.
Look out for Todrick's video coming this fall.
Yeah, we're not talking about Todrick. I can't. All right, moving on. Breaking news, Batman doesn't eat pussy, according to DC. It's not that shocking, if I think about it long enough.
I think at first we were all shocked because, I mean, we never asked about it, but we just figured that he would.
But I never really thought about it before.
No,
for their response to be like, heroes don't do that.
Well, but see, I feel like Batman would. I mean, he has all those goddamn issues. Like, actually, and then he's sitting there running around after Catwoman on a freaking rooftop.
Maybe he's just blowing her back out. If you blow a girl's back out properly, you ain't got to do that.
I just don't feel.
Hey, everybody who listens to our show, that's not true. Don't believe that lie that Storm just said. It's not true.
I'm
trying to think like DC.
The fact that DC felt so strongly about it that they reached out to the Harley Quinn animated series people and be like, don't put that in there. Like, that's how you really feel. Have you seen the show Harley Quinn and everything else that
I remember the first 30 seconds I saw that show and I was like, this is not for children on any level.
Right, but no. They're like, this is the lie. Right.
And because over the top for them.
Because they was like, oh, you think Batman's a selfish lover? Because, oh no, we gotta sell toys. I'm like, okay, but why are kids watching Harley Quinn to know about, but then maybe they're talking about the parents. So, but if the parents are that uptight about sexuality, then why are they watching that show in the first fucking place?
Also, you could sell toys. There's a whole set of adult toys you could absolutely get a market.
Oh my goodness.
You should not be thinking this small.
Would you buy a Riddler themed sex toy?
He's a villain, right? Clearly he does that. So yes.
Yes.
Right.
Like, but like
he likes to ask questions.
Orgasm and a pun.
Right. He's included. Right. He's
give me included. A punny orgasm. Is that what you said?
You gotta figure or a riddle that you gotta figure out.
Someone said, I don't know about
games with you, give you a mind orgasm. Hell yeah, fuck that.
Right. Someone said, I don't know if I can get with the realtor because he always asks you, who's your daddy? Like, no, I don't want to ask no more goddamn questions.
wait, is this a test?
It's wrong, right.
I just want to see a scene in Harley Quinn animated series where Batman gets up from like on his knees with Catwoman and he just like wipes milk from his lips. That'd be great. Thank you.
That is hilarious. Okay, that is hilarious. I want this. That is funny.
As DC has made abundantly clear, heroes do not do that.
I'm sad.
Yeah. I made Storm watch the series when heroes she was visiting.
Do not do that. So Penguin, he does that. The Riddler, he does that.
You know Two-Face. What though? With that nose, on Penguin.
I see you. I see you.
I was not expecting that.
Oh my God. Do you have two different shaped sex toys?
He just shakes his head slowly. So
oh my God. I hate everybody.
Sex, marry, kill the Riddler, Batman, and Penguin.
Well, everybody's going to kill Batman.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving now.
You know what? I got to stop giving away gold.
I think we all know Bane does that. So. So every villain.
It's the only time
he can just shut up.
It's the only time he takes his mask off. That's
oh my God.
When he takes his mask off, you know it's about to go down.
Oh wow, I'm gonna actually help you to this, but I feel like
you're only born in the pussy.
The backbreaker.
I feel like Bane does. He is the backbreaker, but I also feel like it would be like Chef's Kiss if he was like into SMM, but he was like the masochist.
I was like, I don't.
I feel like SMM. I feel like that's already a given. I don't even think we have to like. I feel like that's already there.
Right, considering how they have Bane in Harley Quinn, yeah.
Oh yeah, last sex toy, Batwoman, who just continues to give you orgasms so you don't know when you're done.
That's torture.
Because she's a lesbian. And
after a certain number.
That is kind of torture.
Well, no. She always gives you two more orgasms in the Batman toy.
Happy Pride.
They're Bluetooth connected. And so it counts. And then however
like a Fitbit.
It's like, okay, we got to do two more than that. Cool. Who codes that? How do you code that?
We got to get with a team.
Oh, God.
Oh, I've had some Delta 8, y'all. So.
I mean, anyway, I know some people.
If you guys want to help us create DC-themed sex toys.
I know a couple of developers that would be willing to figure that out.
I believe you've already seen DC.
I believe you do.
Sex toys. Remember the Hulk sex toy?
But see, those were fan made. I'm talking about DC.
I don't think DC is going to bank us on this.
It also didn't say the Hulk. Those it would say something like the Green Monster.
First of all, they were specifically Marvel Avengers ones. Because it was Hulk, Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye.
I gotcha.
Yeah, but they're kind of like off names, so it'd be like
right. there is a market for it because there is a site that sells toys based on the anatomy of monsters and aliens.
Oh yeah,
we'll talk offline.
Anyway, moving.
I'm not
going
to ask how you know this.
Somebody brought it up on Twitter. Like it was a thing on Twitter a while ago. Like
if you know enough people who are in design and art, they
think that shit is hilarious.
They're gonna draw an alien dick at some point. It's just
And they're gonna look up. I wonder if someone made a toy for this and this. Yeah, so
I mean, I'm not gonna say that.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Last one. Well, second to last one. Anthony Mackie opened his mouth again. And I just want to say my distrust in the man is valid.
Try to tell us.
I did try to tell you. Nobody listened to me.
But apparently, was Cassandra on this.
I was. Jesus, Kat. You're right here. But basically, somebody asked Anthony Mackie about how he feels about people standing.
Daisy wants to be a host so bad. So I'm a black cat. Put me on the mic. My name is Daiji. I'm totally into nerd shit.
Anyway, so somebody asked Anthony Mackie about how he feels about fans shipping Bucky and Falcon from the Marvel series. And his response, so I get what he was trying to say with his response, is that not everything has to be romantic, and that you don't have to, just because two people care about each other doesn't mean that they're gay. Two men care about each other doesn't mean that they're gay, which is a valid statement. However, the reaction feels like it came from a place of, well, I don't want you guys to think I'm gay.
Which is an interesting choice given his Black Mirror episode.
Well, what he said was, because I understand the idea, like you're saying, D, but he says it's in such a bad way, right?
Mm-hmm. Let's roll that beautiful homosexual quote.
All right. Oh. So many things are twisted and convoluted. There's so many things that people latch onto with their own devices to make themselves relevant and rational, he says. The idea of two guys being friends and loving each other in 2021 is a problem because of the exploitation of homosexuality. It used to be guys can be friends, we can hang out, and it was cool. You would always meet your friends at the bar, you know? You can't do that anymore because something as pure and as beautiful as homosexuality has been exploited by people who are trying to rationalize themselves. So something that's always been very important to me is showing a sensitive masculine figure. There's nothing more masculine than being a superhero, flying around and beating people up. But there's nothing more sensitive than having an emotional conversation and a kindred spirit friendship with someone that you care about and love.
What?
And that's valid. That is valid. But fans ship things. That's just what it is.
And Disney baits.
Well, that's also true.
I feel like I get what he's saying. We don't have to ship everybody and everything. But I also, just the way he framed it felt very gay panic to me in areas. And I don't like that. Like, you could just say, nah, everybody ain't fucking. And I'd be like, probably, but this is the fanfic community where literally everybody's fucking. So I don't know what you...
That's my thing. Like, the statement sounds like he was starting to say something. He was starting into gay panic, realized what he was doing, and then tried to clarify.
It's when he called homosexuality pure and
right. But like, it's especially because we live in a world that, even though we're trying to get better at it, I won't say that we are getting better at it, but we're trying to get better at it. We live in a world where a lot of narratives and media are straight focused, right? So a lot of queer people find their representation in subtext or in fan text, right? So let those people have the representation that they don't otherwise get in media.
And like, the reason why that even is because it was the Hays Act in Hollywood in the 1930s. Mm-hmm. Like, if you had characters who were gay or otherwise queer or whatever, if they're not heterosexual, basically.
Hays Act said, if you're not white and you're not straight, can't see you because it's inappropriate for children.
Well, right. So you can be there, but you have to be a villain or you have to be a side character, or you have to die at the end. So looking for this subtext in film and television has been what people have had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Look, all I know is when I was watching The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, all I wanted was my bi disaster Bucky just going around in life being a bi and being disastrous at the same time.
He was a disaster. Correctly. He was definitely a disaster.
I mean, you have a scene where they're touching each other's knees and talking about their feelings while looking deep into each other's eyes. Can you really blame people?
They also, to me though, and this is, I won't get on board with this ship because they had no chemistry. And I would have
it's
to
not bend, in that show.
I didn't have to bend too hard for Ho and who was old dude on Star Wars? The lip bite saw around the world.
What was his name?
On Star John Wars Williams character and Oscar Isaac's character.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the
black guy.
No, John Boyega's character. I'm trying to remember the name.
Poe and Finn.
Finn, yeah.
Finn and Poe. I feel like that ship had actual heat and chemistry because that lip bite sent me, myself.
And the thing about it is when they found out that people were shipping it, like John Boyega and Oscar Isaac leaned into it. They're like, yeah, of course. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't understand.
I think Oscar Isaac said he played them that way.
And so I find more in that ship than I do in this Sam and Bucky ship. But there's a way to just sort of, I mean, just play with it. Like, I don't know, you know, like.
You have to be secure in your own to do that.
See, in my headcanon, I don't think like Bucky and Falcon will ever get together. There's sexual tension, but it's the type of tension that like never actually gets more.
But he got a whole wife and kids anywhere. In Wakanda.
Right.
Bucky got a whole wife and kids in Wakanda. I
feel like he had more chemistry in the show with like Falcon's sister than.
I was going to say,
Falcon's sister?
Wakanda, when he flew off with Falcon's sister.
He had more chemistry with Io and Falcon's sister than Falcon.
But and this
basically, we didn't a lot of us didn't like the show. But it's also true.
Masculinity and sensitivity into it just also felt like a really uncomfortable choice.
Because it sounds like he's making this comparison between being straight and masculine and gay and sensitive.
Which is,
like they can't coexist. Have you ever?
All he had to say was, yeah, I understand. Like there are, like our closeness may, you know, seem like the road to, you know, romantic, but I feel like, you know, Bucky and Falcon are just close friends and not, you know, not going on the road to a romantic partnership or something like that. But
he could have said, you know what? I didn't see it that way, but I could see how people would see it that way. Boom. Yeah.
It's a very, very short. You don't have to do a defense of heterosexuality.
Right.
Fine. Because people do, I mean, we ship everything. We congratulate shows when they don't put the men and women character as romantic partners where they just let them be friends. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a part for that. But what Anthony Mackie said, just that wasn't it.
Yeah, it was just overkill. Because I'm just like, if you're watching the show, if you look at the movies, the whole setup is like, I'm going to go into anime. It's the whole setup into enemies that becomes lovers. And that's like, I'm sorry. But even though in the show, their chemistry was, you know, crap. But I think that was, I'm blaming that mostly on the script and them trying to work with that fucked ass script. But whatever.
Well, not even just anime, but enemies to lovers is a common romance trope, period. Mm-hmm. So you've definitely seen this in other media before.
But it's not even like, and the thing about it is in all honesty, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV show, even if you want to use that subtext, it's not a good enemies to lovers subtext because the show is whack. Yeah. But let people ship what they're going to, let people ship.
Yeah, it's harmless.
It would have been better if he had ended it with, not that there's anything wrong with that. Like,
you know what?
I don't even know at that point.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. Good night.
Right. He should have just not said anything at all because, like, this whole thing, I'm just like, considering, because this goes back into queer baiting. And I'm just like, how y'all set up the story, how y'all set up these characters in the movies and in this show, like, And the fact that you're saying, oh, you know, why can't we have like masculine friendships and stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. Like, look, have enough of that in Supernatural, okay? Even though.
Not even that. You do get, like, it's not like masculine friendships aren't represented. Like, you get it a lot. The entire Avengers series is a bunch of dudes and Black Widow being buds.
Yeah.
Like, that's
it. No sex allowed.
Right. And so, like.
Hulk and Black Widow.
No sex allowed. He ran away. Not MCU. MCU. I'm just saying. The driest pussies are in the MCU.
Jesus Christ.
Good. Jeez. Ow. What? Good Lord.
Wow. Wow.
I'm trying to bring it back to the DC Marvel sex toy conversation, but okay.
I feel like, see, I can't see Maria, but I feel like her wig represents I Got Time Today.
The level of violence she's choosing today, right? Mm-hmm.
This is high level violence. This is code red violence wig.
Like her whole aesthetic
She's got on the rose gold, you guys. We gotta be careful.
Her whole aesthetic right now is like, I got time and I'm choosing violence.
I'm trying to think of a way to counter it, and I got nothing, man.
Am I wrong?
Right. Like, and I'm gonna look pretty while I'm choosing violence, and I can't stand
it. I had a hard week, you guys.
And I love it, and I can't stand it at the same time.
I'm trying to think of if there was any ho shit in the Marvel universe, and I don't think there was.
The closest is Bucky flirting with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Bucky's on some ho shit.
On that thought shit.
Hands on his knees.
Right. And I bet you he put his hands on his knees because he is a thought.
Because he listens to Black women.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this.
He's done it for a while now. All right.
Sorry. Oh, I was just going to say, even in the first like Winter Soldier, like the Captain America movie, they had established that Bucky is a thought. That he's like, you with it? I'm with it.
You want to know what? I feel like in the first Captain America movie, they do imply that Bucky's like the playboy of the two of them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's not much because Steve was like, he was the size of a toothpick. But anyway, last topic of the day. Some people wanted to talk about The Harder They Fall.
So the only thing I have to say, I don't think I have anything to say because it'll just be a series of squeeze. And that's it.
And what is The Harder They Fall?
Who cares? It's a whole bunch of Black people
shooting up non-Black people.
They're in a Western. We're going to say the genre is Western, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to do that. It has like a really crazy, amazing, talented cast. I mean, the trailer is thrilling itself, but we've got Regina King, Idris Elba, Jonathan Majors, Lakeith Stanfield, Zazie Beetz, Delroy Lindo.
Delroy Lindo. So here's the thing. Like, it looks really, I'm excited about this. It looks really good. But my favorite part of the trailer so far was when they stop the train and the dude comes out of the train and he's like, get off the tracks, you fucking.
That's how you board a train.
Yeah. And she shoots him. And Lakeith Stanfield's character was like, he could have said nincompoop. And Regina King's character goes, well, we ain't no nincompoops. I love it. I'm so excited.
Love it. Love it.
I mean, I haven't felt that excited about a trailer probably since Blindspotting, and that was like 2019.
I feel like Regina's job is just to make me thirst for her more and more, which each show and movie she is in.
Because they let her do her, like, you know, I mean, like, her performances are incredible.
I feel like it's unfair. It is not fair. It is not right.
She is one of the most recent actors that I can think of where you would be like, that Regina King movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see it because it's Regina King.
Right. That's fair.
It is wrong that she is like that. And so, like, it is wrong. It is. I feel like it is unfair and wrong for her to be like this.
I'm really excited about it. Because one, I'm excited about, because I I like cocky Idris Elba, and this feels like a cocky Idris Elba.
Yes, it does.
In the trailer, he's walking out of the box they have him imprisoned in, and you know, he doesn't sweat at all. He's just walking towards the exit door. You see bodies falling and bullets behind him because his crew was taking care of it. He don't have to lift a finger.
I'm excited about it.
I can't wait to watch it. Oh my God.
Most of the cast are starring as people who were real. So Jonathan Majors is Nat Love, Idris Elba is Rufus Buck, Zazie Beetz is Stagecoach Mary, although Stagecoach Mary was plus size and dark skinned.
Yeah, she was dark skinned. I don't understand that.
Because they're trying to make Zazie Beetz the light skinned black girl du jour. And Tessa Thompson,
a little bit of an older Zendaya,
and Tessa Thompson and Zendaya keep taking all of the shine, so she's trying to get in wherever she can fit in.
But like, okay, I loved her in Deadpool. I freaking adored her as Domino.
Yeah, I do like her as an actress.
Like, honestly, she should have got her own Domino movie because she was fucking fire.
But imagine if this had been Gabourey Sidibe.
Yeah,
I would have loved it. Delroy Lindo is starring as Bass Reeves. So
is that who Delroy Lindo is supposed to be?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So Regina King is in another story about Bass Reeves.
Delroy Lindo, I said this on Twitter, but Delroy Lindo is a whole black Britishman, right? None of us knew. Nobody knew. None of y'all knew. Don't act like you knew because you didn't know. But my whole thing was, how is he British when his name is Delroy? But then I found out his parents are Caribbean, so now it makes sense. Delroy is what I've established. If your name is Delroy, you're either a Southern black person, a Caribbean black person, or Filipino. Those are the only options.
He's 68 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He is the definition of cat daddy. Like,
He looks good.
And that he can provide you a very nice evening and a nice little way to get back home and a little gift.
He's definitely a DC villain, yes.
And I don't mind. I'm not offended. If you want to,
it took Maria a second to realize what I was saying.
I'm not offended. Because Delroy will make it seem very respectable.
Like, right. I feel like he will take you on a nice walk in the park.
He definitely has his personally owned blended like cologne.
Oh my God.
Now you can eat breakfast. Delroy is going to get you out before the next meal. You only get the one meal off of Delroy. And that's fine.
He'll leave you. He'll say, enjoy your breakfast. The door will lock when you, close or whatever when you leave.
You should definitely be gone by such and such time. Like,
I don't know, because I feel like if y'all vibe, like, you have a hard time leaving his house.
Oh, you won't want to leave, no, but you're going to.
Like. Anyway, let's wrap it up, ladies.
That's what Delroy is.
You can, let's wrap it up. Thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it that you guys are listening. If you guys want to know where you can find us, you can actually find us on Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir or on our website, nerdgasmnoir.net. You can also find us each individually. JP, where can people find you?
Oh, right. So you can find me on Twitter at Isis, ISITIS. If you want to try to follow me on there, I just do nothing but retweet and complain about testing, so yeah, do what you will with that. Also, you can find me at Twitch on the I Need Diverse Games Twitch channel with the Reclaimers playing tabletop games. What's that, Sundays at 8 p.m. Central? Yeah, that's the sound right. Yeah, that's it.
And Maria?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ValorMoreDollars. That's ValorMoreDollars.
And Melissa?
Find me on Twitter at CurvyBlackGeek. You could find my Instagram, but ain't shit on there. So you'd be all right. Just stick to my Twitter.
And Storm, where can the people find you?
You can find me around the way, down the block, possibly up the street.
All right. The bamboo two-pair?
Are you an LL Cool just left right now?
You might can find her making cookies. So.
Oh, right. Better
find her mailing cookies is what happens. Still haven't got those butter cookies that I saw.
Did you ask me for cookies? Because I don't recall that conversation. Everyone's happening.
I mean, Melissa, I got them, but they were destroyed, so.
I ate the crumbs. I'm not picky.
Yeah, I ate all my crumbs. Yeah, all right, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at NaniCoolJ. You can also find me on Sundays on the I Need Diverse Games Twitch channel with the Reclaimers doing tabletop RPGs online.
With me!
With JP! Yeah, and that's pretty much everything. Goodbye, everybody!
Bye!
Bye now! Bye!
Be a DC villain!